Like countless people before her, Shelley Westerhausen came to Bloomington to study at Indiana University and wound up staying here. A vegetarian since she was a young girl, Shelley grew up in a town that didn't even have a vegetarian restaurant. She was drawn to Bloomington by our town's diverse and varied eateries. She has blogged about cooking for years, and just this week, her first book, filled with vegetarian recipes, has been released by Chronicle Books. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week in the studio, Shelley Westerhausen. She's a food blogger and a cookbook author. She's got a brand new cookbook out, just released a couple of days ago. Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures.
Thanks so much for having me.
You set up this book with a publisher and an agent in 2014.
Yeah.
You had never written a book before.
No.
How did that happen?
Well, before I had the book, I had a blog. And through the blog, I had just been recipe developing and photographing. And my agent out in New York found me from that. And she contacted me and asked if I'd be interested in a book, said she really liked my aesthetic, and we went from there. I had been getting a couple big features for my blog from Food and Wine and Sevior, and she found me through those.
That website is vegetarianventures.com.
Correct.
Today, there is a recipe on vegetarianventures.com. Vegan breakfast polenta with rose roasted plums.
Yep.
Did you invent that recipe?
So that recipe I actually did not invent. That's a friend's recipe that I was highlighting on the blog because I made it a couple weeks ago and it was just so delicious. I have a lot of author friends and her book recently came out as well.
Rose roasted.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So you use rose water when you roast them, so it just gives it a little floral tint to it.
You know, I've heard of people who actually eat flower petals.
Mm-hmm.
That can be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's super popular right now to garnish your food with fresh flowers.
Why?
It's beautiful. It looks really great, and it adds a little bit of flavor as well. A lot of them are a little peppery.
Well, you know, you talk about something on the order of flavor boosters.
Yes.
Flower pieces or what have you would be a flavor booster?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you mean by flavor booster specifically?
So a lot of people kind of that don't eat vegetarian can sometimes think that vegetarian recipes can be a little bit bland if they're not used to them. So in my book, I introduce flavor boosters, which are basically ways to enhance a recipe and bring it from just okay to delicious and craving it. And so just taking the elements of cooking, we've got acid, salt, fat, sugar, and so they're all some sort of flavor booster that relies on those. So we've got honey, molasses, tamari, kind of things along those lines.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
I became a vegetarian when I was 12 because my best friend was my dog, and he was an animal, and I felt really weird about it. So I kind of just did it because of animals. And then I just stuck to it. I just felt better after it, both physically and mentally.
Tell me a little bit more about vegetarianventures.com. What am I going to learn if I go to that website?
So it's just filled with vegetarian recipes. They're all pretty simple. I try to make them a lot like weeknight meals or a lot of mains so that people can try it out and try out vegetarianism in a new way. I have some fact page where you can learn about tips for becoming a vegetarian, and I also have resources pages and things like that.
Most of the recipes have been developed by you.
Correct. Yes, I do all my own recipe developing.
How often do you cook? Every single day?
Almost every single day.
And how often then is it cooking to eat a meal or cooking to experiment?
There's a lot of both. There's a lot that intertwine between the two, where I'll try out a new recipe for dinner, and then if I like it, I'll recreate it on Saturday and photograph it for the blog.
And that's another thing. You have done the photography in this book, and that's a thing that you essentially taught yourself.
Correct, yeah. I'm self-taught when it comes to photography. It's probably my favorite aspect of the whole thing.
That is not an easy thing in the world to do. There's a science and an art to it.
There is, yeah. I've been doing it for, I think, 5 years now, and yeah, it's a lot of work, and I just try to do a little bit every day to get better at it.
What kind of tricks do you need to know? One or two. when photographing food?
Because I'm self-taught, I do natural lighting just because I don't have a lot of experience with artificial lighting. So what I tell people who are new to photography and want to try out food photography is just make sure you're shooting near a window. Use like a diffuser, like a sheet or something like that over the window so the light's not too strong so you don't get heavy shadows. And those are the two biggest things, and make sure you're using fresh and vibrant food so that it looks appetizing.
You create recipes for days that you could have adventures in, like the farmer's market days or a picnic day or the snowed-in day.
Well, so the adventure aspect came about because when I moved down here to Bloomington, I was just so overwhelmed by how great our restaurant scene was and our grocery scene was, and then I was really introduced to a new kind of vegetarian scene that I had never been in before. So it kind of just felt like an adventure, and I started to see my food as an adventure in that way, and I started to just start translating that in my blog, and then it ended up in a book.
What does that mean? Where you came from didn't have vegetarian restaurants?
I've been here for a while now.
Okay.
But I'm originally from Valparaiso, Indiana, which is not a very big city. It's up north. When I was 12, when I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of resources. Like, there wasn't even a Barnes & Noble yet. There wasn't really that access to international cuisine. I had never had Indian food or Thai food. I had never had any of that before I came down here. So it was just kind of coming here and seeing this very diverse group of food that I was just learning so much so fast that I wanted to document it on the blog.
So what brought you to Bloomington?
I went to school down here at Indiana University.
Now, Shelley, this book isn't your first venture into the printed word. You were involved with Driftless magazine, and as I read it here, it is a twice-yearly magazine that deals with food, art, and adventuring in the Midwest.
So I actually co-founded Driftless with my friend Leah Fithian, who's in Chicago, and it's a lifestyle magazine, and we kind of just wanted to bring some attention to the Midwest because we felt like it was a little bit overlooked. So we do everything from recipes to artist features, city guides, anything like that. So we've done, like, we did a Madison, Wisconsin city guide, and we try to do, you know, things you wouldn't typically think of. Like, we didn't do a Chicago guide. We wanted to do something like a little bit more underground, I guess you would say. And we've done, we did a piece on the quarries here in Bloomington.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of the recipes for it. We did a cookie spread for the Christmas one, and we've done a lot of artist features. But yeah, it's just a little bit of a mix of everything. There's a lot of Bloomington in it because I'm based here, but we try to get a little bit of every state in it.
You called the parents, you said today's the day. What did they say?
I haven't talked to them today. No, I talked to my grandma, though, who's my biggest fan, and she's really excited for me. She actually had a party on Sunday, and she cooked like 5 recipes from the book for all her friends.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Does she normally cook vegetarian?
She doesn't normally cook at all.
Once again, the book is Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. This is Shelley Westerhausen. She's the food blogger. She's the author. Thanks for coming on the show, Shelley.
Thanks so much. Thanks again for having me.